We have Jonathan Caves next. John is going to talk about generic lambdas, because in C++ you can never escape from the past. And he knows this full well because he works on the Visual C++ compiler team.
Do you have your dongle there?
Yes.
Surface, team Surface here. This is 15 minutes.
There we go. The title of this is taken from, sorry, I wander, I mustn't wander. The title for this is taken from Raymond Chen's blog, the old new thing. I just changed it around a bit. And also from a blog I found online, which was titled Fun with Lambdas. I've spent most of the last year working with both generic lambdas and variadic generic lambdas. And once I had it working, I was looking for fun examples of people doing stuff with this. And when I went out onto the web, I found a guy called Sumant Tambe, who's down in the Bay Area, had written this three-piece blog post called Fun with Lambdas. And I looked at it and thought, oh, wow, that's fun. I wonder if we can compile that. That is the code. It's scary for first thing in the morning, but what it's doing is it's a nested, a generic lambda called list, which returns a generic lambda. Another generic lambda called map, which when you apply it to a list, goes over the elements of the list and applies a function to each element of the list. And then a simple generic lambda called print, which prints out a value. So you put them together at the bottom, and you create a list. You apply map to the list, and map applies print to each of the elements of the list. And I was very happy that when I compiled that, it showed one bug, and it fixed that, and the code ran. So it was nice. So Sumat in his blog posted that he tried the example with Clang. And as you'd expect from seeing the code, the output is 1, 2, 3, 4. He tried it with GCC, and he got 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, as we all know, there are no bugs in Clang. It's obvious that GCC is the one with the bug. And that's what he said in his blog. And his deduction was the bug is in the order that the pack expansion is stored inside the lambda. If you go back to the example here, where you can see the pack expansion, the inner lambda expands the pack, and it also captures by value, which means that the expanded form is captured by value. And he assumed that GCC was switching the order there. So we compiled it and ran it, and I got 4, 3, 2, 1. So there's two compilers are agreeing and one compiler is not agreeing. So where's the bug now? Except if you target ARM with our compiler, and in that case you get 1, 2, 3, 4. At this point, I was ready to phone up John Spicer at the EDG and just ask, well, John, what's the right answer to this? can we have a casting vote, please? What is the correct output? What is the bug? What is going on here? They've got this. It's a very simple piece of code. It's very clean. It's very nice. But compilers cannot agree on what the output should be. If you look at it closely, the issue is with this line here, where you take the list and you apply func to the elements. Because this is functional, you end up returning a list, but you apply func to the elements. Inside the compiler, if you expand the pack, you end up with that line there of the print. And I've added the numbers there, so just you can see that, you know, we said print z1, which is 1, print 2, print 3, print 4. It looks clean, it looks clear. What's wrong? The new old thing, we are right back in C. the original C standard, the order of a valuation of the postfix expression and the arguments to a function call is not specified. A compiler is free to execute this code in any order it thinks is best. And given x86 architecture, the way that all compilers prefer to do it is to go left to right, because that way they'll do the last one first and then they do the first one last. That saves you a couple of instructions because you evaluate, push, call. It's faster, but it ends up getting the result wrong. Well, not wrong, unspecified, but you try persuading your user that printing the result 4321 is correct, and they will probably stop you using your product. This happens elsewhere in C++, and these cases are probably a bit, at least the first case is probably very, very well known. You know, you're using I twice within the expression. What is the resulting value? Is it V0 initialized to 1, or is it V1 is initialized to 1? You don't know. The next one is a bit rarer. I don't know many people who have complained about this, but if you start using lambdas, if F1 actually happens to be a lambda, you do see this. And the problem is that to the back end, the optimizer, the F1 expression on the left of the arrow is just really the first argument to the function. It just moves it across and puts it onto the head as the argument. So again, it does F2 first and then F1. This has bitten me in the last few months. Imagine F1 is a function which says, go get me the current lambda you're working with. Okay. The function MF says, go and please walk the body off the lambda, looking for any implicit captures. Okay, F2 then goes off and gathers up the body. The body has a nested lambda in it. It updates the stack, the vector of lambda processors. It then calls F1, which gets the nested lambda, not the one in the outside. So you end up writing, what you do in cases like this is you always end up writing more code to spread things out. But if you look, remember the example at the beginning, if I just fly back to it, if you start messing with this, you lose a lot of the cleanliness of the code. It ends up being, it'll become much more complicated. You'll twiddle with this, you'll twiddle with that, you'll add something here, maybe some template metaprogramming, and a couple of days you have std pair, which is my example of, you know, how much code can you need to store two things, you know, really. So can we fix this? Is there a solution? And the solution is you fix the order of valuation. We say C and C++ until now have been wrong. We are going to say that compilers must do it in left to right order. It's possible, but there are implications to this. The code, unless you're on x86, will be slightly slower. I think most applications wouldn't notice, you know, given the amount of time it takes to go and get something from main memory, an extra push is not going to cause you much trouble. But for some apps, this may be too much. It also will change behavior. Maybe there are people who are very happy that the code prints out 4321. That's what they want. Now they're going to get the reverse behavior. People, you know, people have lived with this, have adapted their code to it, and are perfectly happy. Herb Sutter is pushing for the committee to fix this for C17. He feels this has been a wart which has been around for too long. But the worry is that it is going to cause trouble. So can I have a show of hands? Who thinks we should fix this? Okay. Who thinks we shouldn't? Okay, 50-50. That is going to be a really fun meeting. So that's that. I'm done as well. Here's some time back. Okay. I've got questions.